Good morning. Welcome to Faith and Family on Worldwide KFUO. I'm Pastor Craig D'Onofrio sitting in for Andy Bates. I've been a little cranky this morning, and then I just did something that is so ridiculous, you can't help but to laugh. I did the weather without the microphone on.
So you want to tell our listeners what the weather is now?
Well, sure. If you're out there listening in St. Charles, it's 32. We're looking for some rain and snow possibly tonight. Oh, my goodness. Well, Gary Duncan just walked in, and he tells me to never admit it when I make stupid mistakes like that. But
I didn't catch your mistake, Gary, so don't admit it. See, now you're getting yourself in trouble.
I just did the weather without the microphone on. So that.
Okay. We'll just have Buzz do it twice later.
There you go.
Everybody knows it's cold.
Our unofficial weatherman. These voices that you're hearing are the KFUO family, or part of it anyway. Joni Harwell, Jenny Williams, and Gary Duncan. Now, you all have been with KFUO much longer than I have. Although I had a nice hiatus 1993 and then through 94, 95. And then I took a break for about, how long there? About 18 years, something like that.
Something
so you
like
started
that.
In 93 and left. I started in 93 and stayed.
Well, I was a seminarian. I had that weekend slot. Joni, how long have you been at Worldwide KFUO?
I've been here since July of 1987.
And how did you come to work at this wonderful establishment?
I was looking for a part-time job, and they had a position open for a part-time receptionist. And I wasn't even the first choice. They had actually offered it to someone else. But I guess God wanted me here. And so I've been here all this time.
And you are now you're in charge of our development and so many other things. What do you do here for those who are listening might not know?
Well, I'm manager of development and community relations. And mainly that is helping to raise money for the station, encouraging our listeners to be partners with us and underwriters to be partners with us, and then making sure that we're out there in the community or in the community of faith, going to our conventions, telling people about KFUO. You know, even after 90 years, believe it or not, there's a lot of people out there, Lutherans, who don't have any idea that they own a radio station. And so, and then I always like to say, you know, you do whatever has to be done, because after all these years, and I think really it's been that way the whole time I've been at KFUO, it's not like everybody has this specialized area you're in. Whatever needs to be done, you pick up and do it.
Yeah, we're kind of a small staff around here, so we all have to wear more than one hat at many times. Jenny Williams, you started at KFUO when?
In March of 1990.
And how did you get started?
Well, there was an ad in the paper, and I had prayed ahead of that I wanted a job where I could sit down. I had always been on my feet, and I got that, and I prayed for a job. I told God just what I wanted, and I looked in the paper, and there it was. And I came, and I applied, and they liked me. Well, Joni liked me, and I didn't get the job. And I had told my husband that here's my job right here. I showed it to him in the paper, and he said, okay. And I went for it, and they sent me a sorry no letter. And my husband said, how do you explain that? I said, somebody's in trouble. So in about 2 weeks, they called back, and whoever they hired didn't stay. And so the job was mine, like it was supposed to be anyway.
And you've been here ever since.
Ever since.
Now you help produce some of the programs. You're our call screener. What else do you do? You do all sorts of things around here.
I've done a whole bunch of stuff. Whatever they tell me to. I work on the FCC report, which is pretty important, because if we don't have that, we could be fined if it's not right.
We have it's called a quarterly report that we have to do for the FCC.
Right.
And it's for all our public service, for the listeners to understand what that is. It's for the public service announcements and the different things, how we serve the community. And we have to make that report each quarter. And Jenny does a great job at that.
That a lot of people wonder why do you have the dairy board in and all, dairy council rather, and all these other things. That's why, isn't it,
yes,
Gary?
It's a public service
Yeah, so
serving the community.
As a AM radio station, we're required to do a certain amount of that.
As any licensed radio station, AM or FM, you're required to do that, yes.
Well, you know, and I always like to say we are Christians, but we also live in the world, and Dairy Council and things like that are part of our daily life. And, and even learning things from them, it's a good thing to share with our listeners.
And most of our talk programs, of course, and I didn't mean to cut Jenny off. I just wanted to let the listeners know the reference of that. You know, the talk programs, she goes in there, is it education, is it religion? Most of the stuff we do is religion, so it could be in various fields. Is it government,
environment
stuff like that? So
keep the categories straight. And, well, we fulfill our obligation to the FCC, but also, as Joni points out, living in the two kingdoms, the kingdom of this world and the kingdom of God, we serve God by serving our neighbor. And so, of course, we serve our neighbor in many ways, not just with the gospel, but also with important information that they need to know. And Gary Duncan, you're our operations director. You came in 93 also.
Right. And the person that, when I applied for the job, the person that got the job left. No. It just seemed like they're two stories. I thought I'd make it similar. You know? I didn't get it at first. No. Paul Clayton. I worked with Paul Clayton and Secular Radio for a couple different stations, actually. He was the first one, and he was program director of a rock station called KADI, and he hired me when I came back from Tennessee. Usually when you're in the radio business, you go away from home into a small town. That way you can make most of your first mistakes there. I won't say all your mistakes because you're always making mistakes, but you go to a smaller town. So I went to Martin, Tennessee, spent about a year there, came back, applied for a job at a bunch of stations in St. Louis. I get a phone call from some guy named Paul Clayton, and he says, well, why don't you come out here and apply for this and we'll talk to you. So that's how I met Paul, and he called me up one day after working with him at two other stations and said, hey, I'm over at KFUO. And I said, where? I said, oh, okay, I know what station you're talking about. You're talking about that classical station. He goes, no, I'm over at KFUO AM. And I said, what? Who? I didn't know anything about the station when I started here. And he said, come over. We need someone part-time. So I came over, and I said, oh, this would be a good opportunity for a short period of time. And I've been here since 1993. So
you came in, you started doing production work?
I started doing operating the board and doing production. And I ran the First Issues, Etc. programs. I ran the board for Don Matzett and also Todd when Todd first came in. I ran the board for Tom Baker for a long time. He had his show in the afternoon. Again, I did production, and production is producing the spots, the public service announcements, and other pre-recorded things. Became full-time about 3 years later as production manager, where I managed the production department and all the pre-recorded stuff, and then kind of worked my way up.
Now, a lot of people don't know this, but you used to have a DJ company on the side, and you were
Sound
a monster.
Sound Around Productions, for the best sound around. It's Sound Around. Yes, so I had a DJ business for a long time.
And you're a karaoke monster. When we've had karaoke at the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, most people are afraid to step up to the microphone.
I've only done that once.
But Gary's there. He's ready to do it.
I was wanting to do it last time, but I didn't make it. There was something came up in our family that I had to attend. And didn't make it to the last company picnic, so I was all ready to belt out a tune. It didn't happen.
You also do a lot of work here on air, also with 1 o'clock.
I do music show every weekday, 1 o'clock, and production spots, things like that. So,
Joni,
tell you guys what to do.
Well, yeah,
when
you're good at that. You're good at telling me what not to do also.
Yes. I'll tell you what not to do. Don't do the weather with your microphone off. Or is that telling you what to do?
Well,
do the weather with your microphone on. That sounds better.
These things happen on occasion.
I'm teasing you today.
Joni, over the years, you've seen a lot of changes, both in your own life, going from a receptionist up to the position where you are right now. What sorts of changes stand out in your mind over the years, besides the personnel that comes and goes, and in my case, comes back again and so forth?
Well, obviously, there's been a lot of technological changes. I mean, I started out working with the By the Way program, and we would send that to radio stations on record albums, and then we'd send it on CDs, on tapes, mm-hmm. cassettes. And, you know, then we went to CDs, and then we went to just sending it via the internet.
Through the internet, yeah.
So, I mean, the changes that you've seen and how much that can be accomplished quickly now as compared to what you could do years ago. But what's interesting is it still doesn't lessen your workload because you just start picking up more and more jobs then. Mm-hmm. Instead of just doing this job, then you move to the next job, to the next job. But Jenny and I both have worked on the By the Way program. We had the privilege to work on it for many years. And I wanted to say a while ago, Jenny and I have actually, we're like sisters. Wherever I go, Jenny comes with me.
It's kind of like me and Paul Clayton.
Really? I mean, because I worked at KFUO, and then for part of a time, they moved me over to the International Center here to work in communications, but marketing radio programs. And they said, would anybody else maybe be able to help us over here? And I said, oh, yes, Jenny would. And so Jenny came over. And then I went back to KFUO, and then they said, well, do you think anybody else would be good over here? And I said, oh, yes, let's bring Jenny back. So, and it wasn't because of me. It was because of Jenny's skills and her abilities and her talents. But, you know, I love Jenny dearly. And so I've been very blessed to work with Jenny all these years, besides everybody else. But that was, too, a change. You know, it was... Part of KFUO was over here in the communications department for a while, marketing programs and doing different things. And then we had the satellite dish here for a while.
Jubilee Network.
You know, and I know Paul Devanteer talked about that yesterday. And now we're via the internet worldwide, KFUO. I think for me, seeing the growth of starting out AM 850 KFUO, and now knowing we're worldwide, I mean, that's just phenomenal.
You know, for 80-some-odd years, we were over in the older building on the campus of Concordia Seminary. And I remember the very first time I met you, Joni, I was told by the program director that you have someone's coming over from the International Center. And I'm like, ooh, I don't know what the International Center. That's not
some sort of big shots.
Yeah, so I'm thinking, oh, a big shot's coming over. And I'm a little nervous. I'm a little on edge. And you need to work with her on a program. It was Speaking of Life with Gene Garden. Remember that program?
Mm-hmm.
And she's got some work for you to do on duplicating things and editing the program. And I'm like, okay. So I remember we met down in that open area with the big table.
Right.
And I'm like, okay, this lady's coming over from the International Center. This is going to be an important job for me. And Joni comes in, and she's just as friendly as can be. I'm thinking, whew. And Joni and I have been pretty good friends since that day, too. And I'm like, okay, this was no big deal. She tells
me
what
she needed. And I was not important, believe me.
She tells me what she needed, and I was able to, okay, I can do that, no problem. It's a piece of cake. It was on digital audio tapes at that time. It looked like little miniature VCR tapes.
Mm-hmm.
VHS? I can't even remember.
Yeah.
But they looked like little tiny tapes like that, and they had the digital recording of Gene Garden, and I mixed the music, and then that was another program that you two syndicated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Joni, you're in charge of all of the giving and everything that goes on around here. And we have Tom Baker just left the studio after his program. He said, why do we have a Christmas tree up in the studio? Can you address that? As we celebrate our 90 years and 90 days, this is one of the things that we're doing. Can you tell the people what the tree's all about?
Well, the Christmas tree is not only just here for Christmas. It's also called a giving tree. And what we're doing is, as we receive gifts from our listeners this year, and it can be a personal gift you want to give, it might be in honor of a grandparent who loved KFUO, something like that. We're putting a name on a small card that looks like a little paper ornament, and we're going to fill up our Christmas tree with all the names of the supporters who are giving to us through this 90-day period. And so we encourage all of our listeners, please, consider making a gift to KFUO. If this station's been a blessing to you or to your grandparents or your parents, send in a gift and help our ministry continue so that we can continue to share this gospel message worldwide. And we will be happy to put your name on the tree, and we will be announcing those names on the air of people who have given those gifts in thankfulness to God for those gifts.
Jenny, as you've worked here for all these years, and I can't help but to rejoice as I'm here.
All these years, he said, Jenny.
Oh, Mary Schmidt just walked in. We should grab her and drag her in also. But anyway, KFUO is a family. We're a pretty tight-knit group here. We're small, and so we all have to pull together on a regular basis. Are there any moments that kind of step out in your mind that a time where people gathered around you, maybe in a time of need or anything like that?
With me living so close to Ferguson right now, this is one of those times. I didn't make it in yesterday because of the just being unsure of what was going to happen and what was really happening. And I actually got calls from staff members. And then when I came back, they were glad to see me. And I knew they would be worrying. So I really was at home and I said a prayer for them, too. I said a prayer for you guys. But I do appreciate that. This staff really is like family. And then when you're there with them for 25 years, like I've been, they become your family. And, you know, like in a regular family, there are some of them that you get mad at and then some of them that you really get along with. And, you know, you're glad to see them regardless. And, you know, I just appreciate the closeness that we do have. I know that when my mom passed away about a year or so ago, what was it, a couple years?
Yeah,
I got
year.
Through so well year. That I yeah. lose track. But I'm not good with dates. I spend all day long at work doing dates, so I don't try to keep them in my head. But I know that they rallied around me then. I think I even saw you at the funeral services. Mm-hmm. But and I appreciate that. And I probably don't say it enough, but I do really appreciate the staff. And I just, you know, there's people who I have worked in the past that were just There are so many memorable times. I was thinking yesterday, and Christmas does that to me. Christmas time does that to me because it's holiday time and family time. But I was thinking about, I thought about Paula Zika and how she used to be buried in her stack of work in her office, and we hardly saw her. And then I thought about Trudy, you know, who was buried in that same stack of work. It's not quite as high. But Trudy was part-time, but she was very special to me, and Trudy was there from the time I got there as well. And then going even back further, I found out recently that one of my good friends that I kept up with, pretty much, Emil Wilde, he's passed away. All these people are gone. You know, they're asleep in Jesus. But I thank God for knowing them. I could tell stories about everybody. Mark Spitz, even him, you know, I remember him. I can see his face. I remember our conversations, and it, you know, just family, just family. Mm-hmm. It's so family-like, and you know, working at KFU, I could bring my kids in, and the staff knew them. Mm-hmm. And when you think back of all the changes, you know, when I came, we had an AM and an FM general manager. I remember Bob Thompson being the manager. I remember David Schultz being the AM general manager. I remember going through changes. I remember the lawsuit. I remember, you know, all the different changes that have happened that, you know, you can't really stop and say you have one most memorable moment. You just remember and you cherish them all.
Mm-hmm. There are those times where people gather around and it's just a ministry of presence sometimes. There's not a magic word that anyone can say to make the pain go away or anything like that. But just knowing that you have people who care and a family to gather around you. I'm curious, Joni and Gary, if you have any special memories of maybe a time in your life when the family here at KFUO meant a lot to you.
I think I'm as like Jenny. It's all the time. You know, they, you know, when you spend 8+ hours, and I use the plus, maybe a couple pluses a day here at KFUO. Just think about it. You know, when you're at home, you get up in the morning, you're usually in the shower, you're getting ready for work, you say hi or bye to your wife, or husband in their cases, and you go to work. And then you spend 8 to 9, however many hours a day with a group of people that become part of your family. And then you go home, you chill out for a little while, you eat dinner, you get ready for bed. You spend more time with a group of people here at work than you actually do with your own family. Yeah, they're there for all those occasions. They're there for the baptisms of your grandchildren. They wish you the best with trouble you're having when you have teen. My kids are way past teenagers, but at one time they were. So they're like, you know, they understand your pain when you're saying, "Hey, my son ran away. I don't know where he is. He's in." Well, we found out he was in Indianapolis now. but they're there for you. So yeah, there's no special one occasion that you know that I think of. I think of all, them all. So
Joni.
Yeah, I feel the same way. We've been here together. We've been through some ups and downs here at KFUO. There have been some hard times, but we've stuck together. We all cared for each other. Sometimes we cry together. Sometimes we laugh together. But that's part of it. I think for me, you know, Joe and I don't have any natural children, but we have this international family, and everybody here knows my international family, and they accept, you know, some people look at me like, how are those your grandkids from India? Well, everybody here knows that's, I love them dearly. They are my grandchildren. They are my family. And so for me, that's a real gift to have people accepting of you for who you are and who your family is.
I love it when I sit next in the cubicle next to Joni's cubicle, and I love it when she's on the phone and she'll say, International House of Harwells. When she's talking to someone, you know, at home.
Well, you've also made a lot of your international family part of our family. People like Stannis Stanley, who is a regular substitute host around here, mm-hmm. who steps in and does wonderful work on Thy Strong Word and some other programs that we've had over the years. So, you know, we're blessed to have people like this in our midst also.
Well, I think I always feel like my job at KFUO, you know, I come from that history of Perry County. You know, some of my relatives were some of the people who came over on the first boats and settled in Perry County and started the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. And now, you know, I feel like, okay, that was our German community, our German heritage, but now it's time to spread out. It's time to be the world, to take that gospel message to the world. Not that the LCMS hasn't, but as more and more people come from different parts of the world, you know, we need to meet and reach out to people from other ethnic backgrounds and say, yes, you are our brothers and sisters in Christ.
You even let this crazy Italian-Irish guy behind a microphone. So, you know, we are multicultural.
Yeah, exactly. There you go.
As you get to know the KFUO family, you get to know all of the various personalities. And as you have all said, we bear each other's burdens. We share in each other's joys. We laugh together. We cry together. We fight amongst ourselves. We get upset with each other. Yeah. But, and every now and then we even eat together, which is kind of nice. We need to go ahead and take a break here in just a moment. But you're listening to Faith and Family on Worldwide KFUO. We're celebrating 90 years of sharing the gospel in 90 days. And I'd like to remind you to go to our Facebook page and be sure to like us there. Also, check out our website, kfuo.org. Get yourself an iLutheran t-shirt, $15 for the t-shirt, but we encourage you to make a $90 donation. And with that, we throw in the t-shirt. Of course, the IRS does some filthy shenanigans to that, so you only get a $75 donation out of it in a receipt. But you do get a really, really great t-shirt. Picture Martin Luther with his earbuds in and his iPod, and he's listening to the KFUO app, and people just love it. It's been a really, really great shirt. So do check that out, and when we come back, you'll find out more about the family here at Worldwide KFUO. Talk to you in a minute.
Concordia University, Mequon, Wisconsin, overlooks the beautiful shoreline of Lake Michigan. This serene main campus of CUW is just 15 miles north of Milwaukee, with all its vibrant cultural attractions. At Concordia University, Wisconsin, students living by the motto of inspiration in action can choose from 69 undergraduate majors, 14 master degree programs, and doctorates in pharmacy, physical therapy, and nursing practice. For more information or to take a virtual tour, visit cuw.edu.
This is Life Issues with Brad Mattis, Executive Director of Life Issues Institute.
The famous Hobby Lobby Supreme Court decision protected the religious freedom of many corporations, but it didn't cover other religious organizations who don't want to pay for abortion-causing drugs in employee insurance health plans. Recently, a three-judge panel of the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals rejected the claim of the pro-life religious organization, Priests for Life. Father Frank Pavone is a good friend and a passionate and gifted advocate for unborn babies and their mothers. Father Frank has responded to the ruling saying, Priests for Life will not obey the mandate, not today, not tomorrow, not ever. I thank God for his stand against the evil of abortion. The time has come where we must say no to man when he tells us to do things contrary to God's will.
Check out Life Issues on Facebook and stay more informed than you've ever been.
KFUO celebrates our 90th anniversary. On December 14, 1924, from a small attic studio in St. Louis, KFUO was heard for the very first time. Our founders used the motto, keeping forward, upward, and onward, to go along with the call letters assigned at the station. And from that day on, KFUO has moved forward through each decade, proclaiming a Christ-centered message. We've moved upward with broadcasting in AM, FM, HD, and satellite syndication of KFUO programs. Worldwide KFUO continues to move onward, using today's technologies including internet streaming, on-demand programs, and podcasting. The mission of that first day is the mission we have today. Go out and proclaim the gospel. Now, through the end of January, join us for fun and memories during this 90-day celebration with a new theme each week, reflecting on our 90 years of ministry. KFUO, the messenger of good news.
Worldwide KFUO salutes our day sponsor on this Wednesday, November 26th, 2014. Today's day sponsors are Carl and Janet Dickey. Today's day sponsors have made a contribution to Worldwide KFUO in honor of Carl and Janet's 59th wedding anniversary and in honor of their daughter Carla and her husband Mike Fear as they celebrate their 6th anniversary. Once again, we say thank you to Carl and Janet Dickey of St. Louis, Missouri, today's Worldwide KFUO day sponsor.
What does faithful family life look like in a Lutheran worldview? Hi, I'm Eddie Bates, host of Faith and Family. Each day, we discuss different aspects of faithful family life with experts and everyday people. We discuss parenting, aging, work, school, relationships, vocation, and more. Join me weekdays at 10 a.m. for Faith and Family on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news. Underwritten by Concordia University, Wisconsin.
Hi, I'm Pastor Ted Lesh, pastor at Chapel of the Cross Lutheran Church in North St. Louis County, inviting you to listen to our KFUO radio worship broadcasts on Sunday evenings at 6 o'clock. Active worship, preaching, music, and singing are part of every one of our services at Chapel. Join us Sunday nights at 6. It's one more broadcast worship opportunity for you from your friends at Chapel of the Cross and KFUO Radio.
We're back. This is Faith and Family. I'm Pastor Craig D'Onofrio, sitting in for the vacationing Andy Bates. Does anyone know where Andy is? Is he just at home sleeping or is he off to the Bahamas?
If this is the trip he was talking about, I think he's in what he referred to as hillbilly heaven.
Yes, that's where he is.
The Ozarks down in Branson. Now that you mentioned that, I think he did say something about that.
Hillbilly heaven.
We're missing you, Andy. Yeah.
But Branson is not just for hillbillies anymore. My family's still welcome there, but it's for other people too.
Well, you've got Yakov Smirnov down there, so it's for Russians. I know.
And they have a magician that's awesome. I saw him bring a helicopter, popped up on stage, just all boom. You know, like how do you do that? And there's the international mall they have down at the riverfront now and everything. So Andy's having a good time, I'm sure.
Maybe it was an inflatable helicopter or something.
It was real. I don't know how they did it.
It's magic.
It was all magic.
By the way, today you can call in with your remembrances, your thoughts of KFUO, maybe memories that you've had or questions that you might have. In the St. Louis area, you can call 314-821-0850. I'll slow down and say that again. 314-821-0850. 800-730-0850. Nationwide, toll-free, 800-730-2727. And we'd love to hear your stories.
Thank you. Yeah.
Your thoughts.
Call us with stories. Tell us why KFUO has been important to you for all these years. Maybe your favorite announcer, you know, who that was and why they were important to you.
And the lovely and talented Mary Schmidt is standing by for your calls.
Great.
So we got to throw a little shout out to Mary, part of our family here. Gary, during the break, you said that you had a story that you wanted to tell.
Well, you know, as we were talking right before the break, that we're all family here. But as family, sometimes we play jokes on each other. And there was a gentleman here named John Fisher who worked for 50 years at KFUO, just retired a few years ago. And he was telling me this story. He started back in 1960. And he's telling me this story one time. They had a general manager, and he was a little uptight, you know, one of those uptight family members that kind of be a little edgy at times. So they used to kind of try to smooth things out and be funny with him. So in the old building, we had boilers with radiators. And they knew what pipe fed his radiator. So they, in the engineering room, there was a cage with equipment, and the radiator pipe went right up through there. And one of them would take a pipe wrench, and they would tap out some music, like a rhythm, on the radiator pipe. You know, and so they do that every so often. And
there's a ghost in the
pipe.
They
start doing it like clockwork at a certain time. Click, click, ding, 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 you know. And so he calls the maintenance guy, the guy that's taking care of the building, not the engineer who took care of the radio equipment. He calls the maintenance guy in and says, "This thing's going nuts every day at the same time. It sounds like it's playing music." And he goes, and he's in on it. He goes, "Nah, I can't be doing that. No, you come here at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning and you'll hear it." So he tells the guy, the engineer who's banging on the pipes, he says, "Okay, I'm supposed to go in at 10 o'clock. Don't bang on the pipes." So he goes in, he's like, "I'm telling you, every morning at 10 o'clock." So he walks out, and a few minutes later, when the engineer saw him walk by, he gets the pipe wrench, and he starts banging on the pipe again. The other guy gets called back up the office. "It happened right after you left."
Did he ever figure it out?
I don't know if they, I don't know if they
just
ever
got old
it
and you gave up on
I
it.
I think they just probably, yeah, they had enough fun. But that's a story John Fisher would tell all the time.
And you know, those are the kind of things you could do in that building, in our old building, because it, you know, it had so many nooks and crannies and different things.
Oh,
but
yeah.
I will tell you, it's not a joke, but living in that building for 20 some years, I mean, I remember when the basement totally flooded. It was like 6 inches of water. We came in one morning and the whole floor of the basement, and we had offices down there, were totally soaked. So we had to take all of our equipment, move it all upstairs. Then we had other times the heat went totally off. We had to literally go out and buy electric heaters because we didn't have any heat. There were times it sort of rained in on you. I mean, it wasn't. It was a beautiful, it is a beautiful building, but literally it started to crumble in the years that we were there.
You can join in on our conversation, area code 314-821-0850 in St. Louis area, 800-730-2727 nationwide. If you have any fond memories of KFUO or any questions, Jenny, that building was, it was something else. I know that when I was there in 1993, it was starting to fall apart quite a bit. And I could only imagine in the years since before we moved here and everything, anything weird happened in that building that you remember as far as, you know, things breaking or just weirdness in general?
You probably heard how I broke the dumbwaiter.
No, I haven't heard that story yet.
I didn't even know there was a dumbwaiter.
You're not supposed to ride on the dumbwaiter. How do you reach out to hit the button to go up?
I used to do a lot of the fulfillment, the orders for issues, et cetera, and for different things. This particular day, I think I was going up there to get some By the Way books and sent out. The new book had come out and or something. But I needed, what I really was getting, I believe, are those Jiffy bubble bag things. And they were stored in the attic. And I hated the attic because I know there were bats up there. They tried to assure me that there were no bats, but I know there were bats. And I, you know, with the hair I have, I can't be trying to fight off a bat. So anyway, I would always go quickly and leave the door open. Well, this particular day I was in a hurry, and I knew that in the dumbwaiter it was only as big as, like, a little bit bigger than one of those under-counter refrigerators. And you couldn't lift, it was higher than that, but you couldn't go but halfway, and the flaps couldn't go over this edge. Apparently one of the boxes, the flap of the box went above the edge, and I had to push it from the attic, which was what I call the third floor. It had to go down past 2 to 1. Now, there was also a basement, and the dumbwaiter went the whole gamut. So I pushed the button and got ready to leave quickly. But when I pushed the button, all I could hear was, like, crash, bang, pow, fall, break. So knowing that I probably just broke the dumbwaiter, I didn't go down to 1 where my office was, where I was expecting to get the bags off. I went to 2, and I went to the boss's office, and I said, I think I just broke the dumbwaiter. And he said, yeah, that's what it sounds like. So after that, there were notes in there and everything, and they got it fixed, but it took a little while. But I'm careful now. Very careful.
And that dumbwaiter was something we really needed at KFU, right? Because yeah, that building was 4 stories and all of our supplies were kept up in the attic, and you really had to have that. So it was a vehicle we really needed. But you know, we had a snake in the building one day. A snake at KFU. We had a puppy dog
did
get
I
loose.
Did I tell you that story when I was down in production room E and I'm recording? And a snake falls out of the cooling and heating vent was in the ceiling. And I'm recording, and right over my shoulder, a snake falls on the ground. I'm like, whoa! It slithers across the floor. I'm like, huh, never saw that before.
Hope it wasn't a copperhead or anything like that. It's terrifying.
It wasn't real big, but snake falling off next to your shoulder is a little...
Yeah.
I wish I had that recording to this day. I couldn't play it on the air, I'm sure. But...
So, Joni, snake and a puppy? What's this all
well,
about?
Well, the snake we had in the ladies' bathroom one day, someone went in.
Snakes, probably.
Yeah, it probably was. And there was a snake, sure enough. Needless to say, we shut the door and let somebody else find it. And the puppy, someone brought a puppy in one day. I think it was Mal, the man who used to clean our building.
I remember Mal.
He had put the puppy down, and all of a sudden, it just took off. It was running through the hallways and everything. But we finally were able to catch it.
I seem to recall that we used to feed a cat, too, outside for a long time.
I think we did. I think we did.
I remember seeing that.
Yeah. But, you know, some of the people who were able to come to our studio, and, you know, we house not only AM, but the FM. Right. And so there were lots of people, world-renowned people who came who were musicians and things like that, and you had the opportunity to meet them and visit with them, and you know, it was quite an opportunity. But having moved here now to the International Center, the gift we have here is that, my goodness, you know, missionaries and people who come from different parts of the world, where before they may not have the time to come to KFU, now we can get them on the air right away, and they can tell about the exciting things that are going on all over the world. So there were good things there, obviously, but I think that building served its time, and now we're moving forward, and we need to be here.
Mm-hmm. That really is a neat thing, that we have so many resources at our fingertips over there. It's about a half an hour drive from here. And if we wanted someone from the International Center to come over and be on the radio with us, it was kind of an ordeal, wasn't it?
Right, mm-hmm. Right. Sure. I used to always say it's about 10 miles, and those 10 miles could have been 1,000 miles because it did seem like that. That's correct.
And nowadays, if I need a guest last minute, a cancellation or something, I just troll the hallways here until I find someone. So it's really convenient. One of my things that I like to do, and I'm going to tell on myself here, is, you know, I do the evening show, and so I'm the last guy out usually. And I will find something really, really weird on YouTube or something like that and leave it all queued up for Andy in the morning. So first thing he finds in the morning is someone bowling with elves or something like that. I mean, it's just weird stuff.
Yeah, he's told me about that before.
So yeah. I figure I leave Andy a little gift. Uh-huh. As he comes in.
I think about some of the people that worked at KFU. I think about Doug Nicely, he told a story about a coffee cup that he worked at when he was a seminarian. Also, he worked at KFU part-time. When he went out on his vicarage, he left for a year, and he set a coffee cup in a spot at KFU. He said when he got back a year later, the coffee cup was sitting in the very same spot.
With coffee in it.
No one had moved it.
How long was he gone for?
Like a year? No one moved the coffee cup.
Somehow I believe that.
You know. And we had microwaves there, and if you burnt the popcorn, oh my goodness, everyone was so mad at you.
Is this confession time? Because I will tell you a story, and I've shared this with maybe one or two other people. When I was working part-time at KFUO, I decided, hey, you know, I'd like to have some caramel popcorn. So I took a bag of microwave popcorn, and I thought, oh, I wonder if I could, you know, throw some caramel, you know, open it up, throw some caramel.
There's little cubes.
A couple little cubes of caramel in there. Tape the bag shut, put it in the microwave, and it would pop, and the caramel would melt. Now, I should have popped the popcorn in and threw the caramel in. So I do that, and it's not popping. It's not popping. It is actually starting to smoke. And I'm like, uh-oh, this is not working out. And it stunk up the whole building. I grabbed the popcorn, and I was part-time, so it was time for me to leave. I grabbed the popcorn, walked outside, threw it in the dumpster, and left. I came back the next day, and there was a guy that worked there, Jim Carl. Some people didn't like him. Some people did. I loved the man. He was a great guy. He says, good thing you weren't here yesterday. Something happened. We don't know what it was, but we almost called the fire department because it smelled so bad. Somebody was burning. Something was burning. I said, Jim, I wonder what that was.
I have no idea.
And Jim, you know, speaking of family, he was one of those guys, kind of like your grumpy old uncle, but you either loved him or you'd like, just stay back, Jim. And one day Jim was working on a computer, and I was asked by Chuck Rathard, our program director, for me to go in there and do a few things and remove some wires and stuff around because they were in the way. So I rewire this computer, and it's up and running. And next thing I know, I walk in, and Jim's sitting there, and he's that computers in the building were his property, and he took care of them. He's like, someone was messing with this computer. I said, Jim, I was asked to, you know, wire it back up, move stuff around. He starts yelling at me, and he's like, complaining. I said, Jim, and this is really before I got to know him real well, I said, go ahead and yell at me, but in order to keep me from getting angry, I will walk away and you keep yelling. So I walked away, came back about 5 minutes later, he's still yelling at me. And then finally he goes, well, you did a pretty good job, you know. I said, yeah, Jim, I know. And then after that, I said, it was around Thanksgiving time. I said, Juanita, wasn't that his wife's name? I said, would you, because I knew his son was living out of town. I didn't know where his daughter lived. I said, Jim, would you and Juanita like to come over to my house for Thanksgiving? And he's like, let me ask. So they came over for Thanksgiving. They came over during my son's, speaking of family, they came over during his graduation. And we became best of friends. When he left here from KFUO, he was doing some work on his mother-in-law's house. He called me from Springfield, Missouri, and said, hey, I'm coming back into town. We were working on mother-in-law's house. I would love for us to have lunch tomorrow when I get back to town. Well, on his way back, he died driving.
Oh.
He had a massive heart attack and died. I was like the last person on KFUO staff to talk to Jim Carl.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, wow.
Those are families. Those are moments.
Yeah. Those are. You're right. Yeah.
I'm curious. The Share-a-thon is always a crazy time of year for KFUO.
Oh, wow.
That's our big push for funds, and our donors are wonderful people. Our listeners are very generous and gracious. How long has that been going on? I don't even know. The Share-a-thon. Was it before all of your times?
It
no.
It was before mine.
It started when I started a little bit after. It's been going at least 25 years, I would say, that we've been doing Share-a-thon. And it's something that I think all of our listeners really look forward to. You don't get your regular programming, but you get an opportunity to call in, talk to some of the people, make your donation. You know, I think people realize that a ministry like ours needs support, and they're partners with us. And as we always say, you know, if you've been blessed and you want to bless someone else with this message, then we ask you to help support us because we are we look forward to your gifts. I mean, that's how we stay on the air. And so Share-a-thon is that you know, it's a big push. It takes a lot of work to put it together. You have a lot of guests that come. You have a lot of phone calls that come in from different people. But it's a fun time to pull everybody together and help them remember what we're doing here, how we're sharing the love of Jesus with the world.
It's tight in the new studios here. We don't have the kind of square footage that we had before. And so we have phones crammed in the walkway and everything here. But back then, you guys, the Studio A of KFUO was really good size. There was a grand piano in there and all sorts of things.
If you look at some of the old photos, the Studio A was set up very similar to recording studio designs back then. I visited Memphis and saw the rock and roll recording studio, Sun Studio, where a lot of people recorded. And you look at it and go, wow, this looks like Studio A. Hmm. It was a big room that had the acoustic tiles. None of the walls lined up. The walls were all crooked. I don't know if you ever noticed that when you were there.
No.
The walls angled out at the top.
Huh.
That way, back to keep it from being so square, you'd angle things out and it keep the reflection of the voice and stuff from bouncing off.
That makes sense.
So all the angles were weird. But that's how they are in the older studios as well. So that was just one big room that had two pianos and an organ and a harp at one time. And then all the controls were on the other side of the windows. You can see those pictures on Facebook at facebook.com/KFUO Radio. And, yeah, the rooms were big. The offices were big. And the bad thing about that was, and we talked about the different floors, you had the different floors, but you also had some people that were on one floor that wouldn't really, and not that you wouldn't talk because you'd see each other in the hall, but there's some people that you work with a long time that you didn't develop as much of a friendship as you did with some of the other people that you were more in close range to, right, as far as the physical locations of the offices or the AM and the FM staff, because the AM staff's working together as a group trying to make sure the AM broadcast and the FM's working together as a group. So it was nice, but it was also kind of a shame that you didn't get to associate with some of these people as much as you wanted to and develop a friendship as much. You know, there's some people that I've worked here with for 20 years that developed really good friendships, and there's some people that I worked with here in the older building that we were friendly and we were good, but I didn't know as much about them as others. I didn't know about their families and stuff like that. So the bigger building had that issue as well.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, you would never want to go look for somebody because you had stairs at each end of the hall. So and this happened all the time. You say, I'm going to run up and talk to so-and-so. And while you're going up the one side of the stairs, they're coming down the other side of the stairs. And they're looking for you, and you're looking for them, and you finally never meet.
Well, that is true. That would happen sometimes.
All the time. So it was always best to try to call the person.
Right. Here, we don't even have walls. We just have cubicles.
You yell over the cubicle.
So, of course, we're in each other's business all the time because...
Yeah, Gary and I are always talking over the cubicle to each other.
And, of course, you hear what's going on with the Armed Forces guys just over your cube.
Correct.
Back to the Share-a-thon, though. Any memories that really stand out, something goofy that happened, or someone amazing that came in the studio that maybe you didn't expect, or anything like that?
Well, for me, it's the volunteers who would come every year. We don't have quite the space here for the volunteers that we did before. But like Joe and Lee Enders, oh my goodness, they've been faithful volunteers to KFUO for many years.
Some would drive from Iowa.
Wow. Yes. There was one young man who came from Iowa every year. I mean, that was really neat to have these people give of their time to come in and take phone calls for our Share-a-thon. That was a great experience to meet all of those people and to be with them. And it was just a lot of activity going on. It was even though you worked long days, I mean, some of those days were 12 and 14 hour days for Share-a-thon, but your feet felt it, but when you got home, you felt it, but you were up the whole time because it was such an exciting time going on.
Well, and it's a great time to get to know people that otherwise you wouldn't get to know.
Right.
With that Studio A, the way that it was, how did you guys arrange it? Were all the people in A there? Did you set up some tables?
Yes, the volunteers were in the back part of the room. We had tables set up there, and they would be in the back. Sometimes we'd have additional volunteers, and they'd be upstairs assembling the items that we would give, like the shirts, the KFUO shirts and that, helping us meal them out. You'd have people helping with the food because we always had a nice luncheon for everyone. So there was, and you'd have the doors open and there was lots of activity just going on the whole time. Yeah, it was fun. But you know, as we're all talking about all these different people, and I know Gary and I have mentioned this before, we're just one little group of people in this long line of people who have worked at KFUO. Exactly. I mean, it's just amazing. Just as we're sitting here and bringing back memories of the people who we worked with, but just think of the people who have gone before us and how many people have worked there.
Going through the history week last week, going through the photographs and the audio, and you're looking at photos that date back to the very first day, December 14th, 1924. And you start looking at the people in the 30s and how many women and men, but mostly women, in the office. There was like a picture where there's like 10 women sitting at the 10 different desks in an office. And then you think about all the people in the 40s and all the people in the 50s. And then I told Joni, and this is what Joni's referring to, I said, Joni, we're just a little tiny dot on KFUO's history.
Yeah.
You know, if you just see all the people and all the programs, and we will be gone, and someone else will be that little tiny dot on KFUO history.
But I think what's so interesting is ups and downs, people come, people go, but the gospel is always proclaimed on KFUO.
Right.
The important thing that's happening here, it's not because of us, it's in spite of us. It still goes on.
Well, that's the way with the ministry everywhere, that, you know, it's not because the pastor is so wonderful, but it's because our Savior is and his word is. I think about yesterday, I had Paul Devontier on, and how he is kind of the one who spans the gap there. Starting in 1971, he knew a lot of the people who were here in the early days.
Right. And there's a picture of Paul Devontier with his aunt, I think it is.
I think it is.
In front of the building when he was 5 years old. Mm-hmm. So there was a connection to the building, to KFUO for him as far back as 5 years old.
Oh, and I have to tell you, with Paul Devontier, every time I go to a convention, there is a relative of Paul Devontier's who comes up to me and says, you know, do you know who Paul Devontier is? He's my cousin, uncle, whatever.
That happens for us with you, Joni.
Yeah, well, Joni, I was going to say she's related to everybody.
And if she's not related to everybody, she knows
she
them.
Knows
if
everybody.
She's
my
not related
third cousin's
to
second wife's brother's sister's nephew is related to Joni somehow.
You know, the friendships that we develop, our listeners develop friendships with us also. And I can't help but to think on the last Share-a-thon, a gal called in and she became a day sponsor in memory of her husband. And she said that she and her husband have supported KFUO for something like 50 years or something like that. What an amazing thing it is to have these people in our lives that support the work of the gospel here as it goes on. And 90 years, hopefully in another 90 years, their grandchildren will be calling in and say, you know what? My grandparents supported you, and I'm supporting you also, and thank you for what you do. The emails that come in, the letters that come in, just really, really humbling to consider the work that we're given to do and the gifts that we're given. With just a few seconds left, anyone want to share any last thought?
You know, I do. I'm sitting here thinking about all the relationships, like you said, with the listeners. We used to have what we call the Bible quiz. And we had so many people who would call in to get that quiz, give the answer to that quiz. And they used to just love that program. It didn't take that long, but we would read the names once a day or twice a day or whatever. And
twice.
Those listeners go way back. Some of them still call in for different things, but I would love to hear from some of those listeners. I always encourage them to leave it on a phone somewhere so we can have that. That was very special to them, and they were very special listeners to us.
Joni Harwell, Jenny Williams, Gary Duncan, thanks so much for coming in today and sharing your memories.
Thank
You're
you.
Welcome.
Thank
God
you.
Bless
thanks.
You all. Stay tuned. Thy Strong Word up next on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.
Listen to Faith and Family Monday through Friday at this time. Faith and Family is a listener-supported program.
Your financial support is needed for Faith and Family to continue. Our address is 1333 South Kirkwood Road, St. Louis, Missouri, 63122. You can contact us on the web and download Faith and Family at KFUO.org. Worldwide KFUO, on the air, online, and on demand.